The moment of triumph and truth. The moment when Barack Obama, watching television with his family and friends, realized he was about to become the most powerful person in the world. These still photographs, just released, show a man who appears as ever to be cool under pressure. But these are the moments when the Obama family's lives changed, not just for the next few years, but forever. The trappings of the presidency are already taking over Barack Obama's life. In his first radio address to the nation today, he once again warned Americans not to expect too much from him, because there's no quick cure for the ailing economy.
Tens of millions of families are struggling to figure out how to pay the bills and stay in their homes. Their stories are an urgent reminder that we are facing the greatest economic challenge of our lifetime, and we must act swiftly to resolve them.
President-elect Obama's insistence at his first news conference that George W. Bush is still in the driving seat may have as much to do with pragmatism as protocol. Between now and January the 20th, when he takes over, things can only get worse.
It is not going to be quick, and it is not going to be easy for us to dig ourselves out of the hole that we are in. But America is a strong and resilient country, and I know we will succeed.
Even as he was damping down expectations that he has no miracle cure, the hole got deeper. 240,000 jobs lost last month, unemployment at a 14-year high, industrial giants General Motors and Ford bleeding cash and talking of going broke. All of which makes his appointment of a Treasury Secretary crucial, and there are some very heavy hitters on the shortlist. Timothy Geithner is a highly respected head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, already playing a crucial role in tackling the banking crisis. He is calling for the current financial systems to be overhauled. Lawrence Summers could make a comeback. He was Treasury Secretary during the last 2 years of Bill Clinton's presidency. He believes in more government regulation in the economy, especially in banking. Paul Volcker is a real Washington insider and one of Mr. Obama's most trusted economic advisers. He served as chairman of the Federal Reserve under President Carter, a Democrat, and President Reagan, a Republican, and has plans to tackle inflation and high unemployment. The economy then will be Mr. Obama's first priority, but other major problems will be in his in-tray from the moment he walks into the Oval Office, not the least of which will be foreign affairs.
The economy is going to occupy him too much, and he will not have any time to devote to foreign policy issues, which in my mind are just as pressing.
He wants out of Iraq, but more engagement in Afghanistan, where America and her allies, including Britain, appear to be fighting a losing battle. And the likelihood of Iran achieving its nuclear ambitions are problems that demand immediate attention. This weekend, Mr. Obama is spending out of the spotlight with his family. He should enjoy it while he can. Keith Graves, Sky News, Washington.